hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.
Welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program is being sponsored by Shep Cup Incorporated of Leesville, Louisiana. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school, and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, which is taught by our pastor, who is well-versed in the Bible. On Friday nights at 7:30, during our evangelistic services, our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's Word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died just to buy my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and to feel the pride and joy he brings. But greater still is the joy of knowing this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of my fears, they are gone. Because I know, oh, 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 who holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. All of my fears, every one of my fears, they are gone because I know, oh, 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 ooh, 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 who holds the future. Because he lives, he lives, he lives.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for all things. Thou art a good God. Thou art a just God. Thou art a merciful God, and your grace is sufficient. We thank you for it right now, how you've watched over us up until this present moment. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, that you're able us to get up, and to come to the house of worship. We thank you, Lord, to be able to go out over the airwaves. We thank you, Lord, to be able to reach men and women, boys and girls, and tell them there is a better way, that we live because our Savior lives. We live because he made it possible for us to live. And we thank him right now. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Hey, glory. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We trust him. We lift him up. We give him the glory. Now, Lord, stand by us. Keep us, O God. Help us to walk worthy. Help us, O God, to live according to your precepts and your examples. Help us, O God, to keep your commandments in the name of Jesus. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your word. Now, Lord, speak through us. Speak to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Save somebody, Lord. Deliver somebody. Feel somebody. Heal somebody in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Truly we honor the Lord, amen, for his goodness and for all that he has done for us and what he's doing right now. Amen. I am aware that we serve a mighty God. I am aware, amen, nobody has to tell me, amen, I realize that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God of power. We serve a God, amen, that can do anything but faith. And if we only trust in him, he will bring us out more than conqueror. Amen. We can lean and depend on him. Amen. And I truly thank God for that. Amen. I didn't always know that. I was not always aware of that. But I feel confident that God is with me every step of the way. I feel confident, amen, that no matter what come, no matter what go, amen, that the Lord is there with me. And that encourages me. And that gives me, amen, praise the Lord, the courage to go out into the vineyard and to work. Amen. And not worry about what folks are going to say. Hello, somebody. Amen. Not worry about, amen, how folks are even going to treat me. Praise the Lord. Because I know that I am in the hands of the Lord. And I thank God for it. I am grateful that the Lord has made it, amen, possible for us to come to you by way of radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to say a word about his goodness and to let you know, amen, that if you only trust in God, he will bring you out more than conqueror. Amen. We have a great service. The Lord has truly been blessing us here. Amen. The last 2 or 3 months, I tell you, it has been awesome in the temple. The Holy Ghost has been falling. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have prayer here 5 times a week, Monday through Friday. Amen. From 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock. If you want to be blessed, amen, come and be in the prayer. People are getting saved. Amen. God is delivering from crack. Amen. God is delivering from all kinds of sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it just makes me feel good. Amen. On Friday morning, I walked in. Amen. And I began to pray. And after, you know, I said a few words and we dismissed. And somebody said, Pastor, you didn't give Brother Clint an opportunity to tell, amen, that the Lord saved him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this just makes me feel good, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is in the saving business. And it seems like, amen, every time we come to church now, somebody got a good report. Amen. That the Lord has saved somebody. That the Lord had delivered somebody. Somebody had received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And somebody said, amen, that God is dead. Well, I don't know who God you're serving, because my God is very much alive. Amen. He's alive and well, and he's blessing me right now. And I thank God for that. Amen. Before I get too excited, let me give you a scripture. Amen. St. Mark. Mark. Amen. Mark. Amen. The second chapter. Amen. We shall begin reading at that first verse. Hey, we live in a day, amen, where there's a lot going on. People are busy, and without a doubt, most churches are busier today than they ever was. I can recall when the doors were shut on most of our churches. Amen. Some of them were shut amen, except for two Sundays out of the month. That's the only time they would have church. And now, amen, it seems like there's something going on at most of the churches, amen, two and three times a week, and some churches, amen, every night of the week. There's something going on. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't criticize that because I think the time has come that we need to give God as much time as we can. We need to realize, amen, that our life belongs to God. Amen. We used to sing a song, amen, praise the Lord, that I belong to God. My whole body belongs to God. Amen. And so if it belongs to him, we need to give it to him. We need to spend some time with him. But you know, no matter how hard you work and what you do, somebody will still criticize you. No matter what you do, how good you are, amen, somebody will still criticize you. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. Amen. And I know we say, well, they criticized Jesus. They did. And we're going to give you an example of it tonight in this particular chapter. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Not only, amen, will people criticize you, you are going to have to learn how to deal with criticism. You can't fall out and faint. You can't stop doing the will of God just because somebody talk about you. You cannot stop doing what God has told you to do when you know it was God just because somebody, amen, don't like what you are doing. And so, amen, what you have to do is make up in your mind, no matter what people say, I know what God told me to do, and I'm going to do it. And you need to do it, amen, with a smile on your face. But Pastor, you got to be kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm saying, amen, that God can take you to a point where you can stand or withstand criticism, amen, and when folks come and tell you what folks say, you can smile and go right on about your business. Amen. And you need to work on that. If criticism caused you to sit with your arms folded, if criticism caused you to be crying and feeling sorry for yourself, because that's all you're doing, that's all you're dealing in what we call self-pity, and God don't have no time for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. If that's happening to you, you need to pray and say, Lord, deliver me from this. Give me a face like a flint. Help me, O God, to be able to withstand criticism. I don't want to carry my feelings around in my hand. You know, a lot of folks don't work in the church because they're afraid they're going to get their feelings hurt. They deny God to bless themselves. Did that come out right? They deny God. Well, how do they deny God? They deny God by not doing what God told them to do. And so it's easy to sit back and do nothing. Amen. Because that way, you got that protection. You got that shield around you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God wants you to step out. God wants you to get out of your comfort zone. Amen. And do a work for him. And when God called you to do whatever work he called you to do, he knew you was going to be criticized. Yeah, yeah. He knew that you were going to run into some opposition. He knew that there was going to be some rough times. God knows everything about you. He made you. Huh? Oh, yeah, he made you. The Bible says, amen, not only did he make you, he know every hair on your head. Amen. Even when you get your comb and half of it fall out. He knows that too. Amen. And so, what are you crying about? God already knows that you're going to run into these situations. But you have to be bold. And you pray, God, give me boldness. Amen. You want to be bold. You don't want to have to step back for the devil. You want to stand up. Amen. And go on. Amen. And when they talk about you, amen, that lets you know that you must be doing something right. And then you press on. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, it said, for preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. It's foolishness. And so if it's foolishness to the world or to people, amen, then they're going to talk about you. What in the world is he talking about? Because they don't understand. The Bible also say, amen, if this gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And so if people who you're talking to are is lost, how in the world can they understand what you're talking about? And so they criticize and they wonder, where are you coming from? Well, they can't see it because they are blind, not physically blind, but spiritually blind. And until they come into the knowledge of God, amen, the scales will not fall from their eyes. They can't understand. Amen. I was talking to a young lady today, amen, and she said, oh, if I had known what I know now, I wouldn't be in this situation. I said, well, it was impossible for you to know. Even though I told you. But you didn't adhere to what I said. You didn't believe me, amen, because you couldn't understand where I was coming from. So you had to get out there and try some things yourself. Amen. But now that the Lord has saved you, hello, somebody. Amen. Now that the Lord, amen, has filled you with the Holy Ghost, amen, now you see where I'm coming from. Therefore, amen, the world out there, amen, they know in a sense that you know more than they know, amen, they just don't want to accept it. So you can't let them put the pull on your life, amen, and hold you back, and you not go forward, amen, because you're afraid of what the world is going to say. You got to understand, amen, that the minute that you got saved, there was enmity between you and the world. There was a separation. Friends, amen, that used to love you and hang around you, amen, they don't want to have nothing to do with you no more. The ones that used to call you all the time, amen, wake you up first thing in the morning, amen, the phone don't ring no more. The people, amen, used to say they want to hang out with you, want to go places with you, amen, praise the Lord, they don't want to go with you no more because all you want to do is talk about the Lord. And they sure ain't got no time for that. Amen. When they go out, amen, they want to talk about the men. They want to talk about the time. They want to talk about what the new dance is that just came out on the scene. They want to know who got the hottest record out. They want to talk about, amen, what went on in the movie house or whatever, amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They ain't got no time for what you want to talk about, but you want to talk about Jesus. How good he is. How wonderful he is. Amen. Folks don't have time for that kind of talk. In the scripture that we read, amen, Lord, Jesus Christ had been to Capernaum before, but he came back, and he was teaching and ministering to people, and where he was, the place was crowded, wall-to-wall people,
Amen. Nobody else could get in the room. And believe it or not, amen, the Bible tells us they tore the roof off of somebody's house. And lo and behold, Jesus standing there talking, and here come a man coming down through the roof on a stretcher. That's some faith, brother. That's some faith. Amen. And guess what Jesus did? Right away, amen, he cut to the chase and said, your sin, son, your sins are forgiven. Man, even in your sickness, if the Lord were to call you right now, you would go on to paradise because I have forgiven you of your sins. Isn't Jesus sweet? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Amen. But lo and behold, there is Mr. Self-Righteous. Mr. Goody Two-Shoes sitting over in the corner and said, what? Did you hear what he said? I said, yeah, man, I heard it. Well, don't you know, amen, only God can forgive sin? That's blasphemy. And Jesus perceived what he was saying. Huh? And Jesus said, what's easier? Amen. But since you know everything, since you're so smart, I'm going to go another further. Take up your bed, son, and walk. Get on out of here. The man leaped up off his bed. Amen. And began to walk. The power of Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus Christ will give you power. Can I get a witness in here?
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor.